you know, Frozen Four or Final Four teams and WCHA champion, you know, any way you slice it. And for this team to be the one that has started the season, obviously 9-0 and now 10-0, I mean, my hat's off to our players. And six of those games are on the road, which is always difficult to play. You know, we've played top 10 teams in that stretch. Ferris was in the top 10 at the time. Michigan was a top 15 team. Bemidji's always a difficult place to play. We've only been 500 there, or I think less than 500 going into the, right, this season. So, you know, great job. Great job by our team. And finding a way to win and staying with the games. I mean, there's a lot of times where you can take your foot off the gas or relax or whatever, you know, and just to get caught up in the moment and be satisfied with what you're doing. But that's our motto is, you know, we can not be satisfied with what we've done, and we've got a lot more to accomplish, and it's a long season. You know, we've done some good things at this point, but overall, having said that, I'm just really happy for these guys, and they've done a phenomenal job so far.
Jamie Phillips, outstanding 35 saves in that game on 36 shots, and Michael Bitzer, the freshman netminder for Coach Sertori, got 20 saves on 22 shots. Huskies win it 2-1. That is Friday night's recap. We're going to talk about Saturday night's game when we come back. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show, live here on Mix 93. If you have a question for Coach, give us an email, dj@themix93.com.
Bucko's Party Store in Calumet is your hunting headquarters of the Copper Country. A full supply of bait featuring free rifle season weigh-in station with the Buck Pole. Don't forget to pick up whatever hunting license you need. Bucko's sells them all. Stack up the camp is all 24 and 30 packs of beer are marked at record lows. Plus great savings throughout the store on pop, alcohol, and food and everything in between. All sales do not include taxes or deposit. At Bucko's Party Store, Calumet. The Silverado 1500 was built to be strong. Strong enough to be named North American Truck of the Year. And now they're getting even stronger with two more ways to flex more muscle. The new 2015 Silverado 2500 Heavy Duties. Both come with available Allison Transmission and Duramax Diesel. Legendary names backed by over 100 billion miles of real-world experience. Strong just got stronger. Stop by Kissel Chevy in Calumet and see Charlie, Dave, or Mario.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
Coach's Corner Coffee Shop has a new mobile ordering app. Coffee faster than you can say.
Topingo.
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 Take it from a pro. Topingo.
Topingo.
Topingo mobile app is an easy way to order your favorite items from Coach's Corner Coffee Shop.
Topingo.
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 Coach's Corner proudly serves Starbucks coffee, sandwiches, wraps, salads, muffins, and scones. Order with
Topingo.
Download Topingo today. Coach's Corner Coffee Shop in the Michigan Tech SDC.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. You can email your questions if you're listening to this live. Email your questions anytime at dj@themix93.com. Well, Huskies win 2-1 on Friday night. Let's go to Saturday night's game at Bemidji State. The Huskies also winning that game. But it was a much different game where Michigan Tech trailed twice in the game, Coach, and something that Michigan Tech has not been accustomed to a whole lot since the first weekend of the series, of the season.
No, we haven't. And like I said, I'll have to have Cal Larson, our crackpot sports information person, figure out how many minutes we've actually played with the lead this year. I know it's been quite a bit. So, but this was the first game since the Lake Superior opening weekend in October that you know, we played from behind, and not only once, but we got behind twice in the game, and it's good. It's good to see our guys come back from that and learn how to play from behind, because you know, we're not always going to get off to the start we want, and we're not always going to play with the lead.
We go down 1-0 in the first period, 7-10. It was Nate Arntz with the goal. He got the rebound goal. Kyle Bauman and Sam Rendell get the assist. I think this started from Rendell at the point, Coach, if I'm not mistaken, and then kind of bounced around a little bit.
Yeah, bounced around, took a shot, you know, and we had people in the area, but we weren't picking out two defensemen, I believe, went to the same forward, and they had a guy stationed beside the side of the net, And the puck went directly to him, and he had nothing but net to shoot at, and Jamie couldn't make that save.
Quick pass, though, there for Pianola. Pianola has Beavers now with control inside of the Michigan Tech zone. No score here in the first period. 13 minutes remaining. Good hustle here back to the point. Controlled by Rendell. His shot through. Bouncy puck. Loose puck. They score. Rendell took the shot from the point, and it bounced around in front of Jamie Phillips.
Nate Arntz gets the goal, his fifth of the season. Bauman and Rendell get the assists. Nate Arntz is one of their better centermen, too. He did a pretty good job on draws over the weekend.
Well, he did, yeah. He's really improved from last year. No, I always liked Nate. You know, I tracked him a little bit, and we had some discussions with him down the road, and really didn't do a whole lot his freshman year, but here's what you hope your players do to make a jump like he has. He's really come on in his sophomore year, and you know, already has 5 goals. I don't even know if he had 5 points last year from Bemidji, but good play by them, and like I said, poor coverage by us. But you know, you're not always going to find the correct guy, and they got a bounce and a break on that goal.
So we're trailing after 20 minutes of play, 1-0. Shots in the first period, 10-5 in favor of Bemidji State. We did get a penalty in that first period. Riley Sweeney went off for an interference call early on. So right off the bat, Coach, we were kind of in penalty kill mode.
Minute into the game, yeah. You know, where you want to get at least everybody out on the ice for a shift early in the game and get their legs, because you're all jacked up. You're full of emotion, and you know, wouldn't you know it, right in first shift. I believe that was the first shift where Riley hadn't got off the ice yet. And takes the penalty, and you know, here we are on our heels. So it's not the way you want to start the game, but you know, like I said, I thought we had a good period, even though the shots, like I said, the shots are a little skewed, but I thought we had a real good start. And one of the things we did really well on Saturday is block shots too. So you look at the shot totals and the block shots, but they I think, like I said, just like Friday night, they were just trying to get pucks from everywhere and any way and manner, from behind the net, in the corner, to the net.
Well, we score in the second period at the 9:28 mark. The power play goal. Reed Sturrows gets his third of the season. Blake Pietl and David Johnstone get the assist.
Quick pass, though. There for Pietl up. Pietl has control. Working it from the right side now. And the Huskies will set it up. Trying to tie it up. They're trailing 1-0. Shane Hanna up top. Sends it over. One-timer. Rebound is right there. Shot taken. Loose puck is there. Scores! Sturrows gets the rebound, the second try, and the Huskies tie it up on a power play goal with 10:32 left to go in the second period.
Well, Reed just seemed to be the last one to finally get a piece of that puck, and I think it did it go underneath the goaltender, Coach?
Well, it did. Went 5 holes. Okay. So, yeah, good for us and good for the power play. I mean, we needed something at that point. We needed a spark, and I thought we did a real good job moving the puck around. We had a couple other real good looks on that power play, but on both our goals on Saturday, the two power play goals, our guy was left all alone in front of the goalie, and we had noticed that, and we talked about trying to get that puck to the front of the net, because just the way the rotation is, they seem to leave that guy in front open, and Reed made no mistake, and good for Reed. He's in good position, didn't do a lot with it, just got it and fired at the net, and found a hole.
Blake Pietl went off for a boarding call in the second period. That gave another power play for BSU, and they score, taking their second lead of the game.
Play still inside the Michigan Tech zone, down low. They get it back up on top. Prapovesis. Pass to the middle. Here's a dangerous play. Scores.
Well, the goal right there, we watched Harms be able to walk right in, and I know that's something you guys addressed immediately after that, to not let that happen again.
Yeah, we did. Just a breakdown in coverage in our penalty killing. What their forward did, Harms, is he got the puck on the around the top of the circles against the boards, and he just really walked all the way from that spot on the boards right to the slot. We let him walk right to that grade A area and take a shot, and like I said, Jamie had no chance. There was guys in front of him, but a little breakdown in coverage, who was supposed to pick that guy up coming over the middle. But overall, I thought we did an outstanding job killing penalties. But you know, it's all it takes is one little mental error or mistake or miscommunication, breakdown in coverage, and you know, and they got some good players, and Harms made no mistake.
They go off for an elbowing call at the 16:26 mark. We scored at the 18:26 mark on the power play. Might have been the biggest goal of the weekend, or at least one of them. Tyler Heenan tying it up so late in the second period. Malcolm Gould, Tanner Carroll get the assist, make it 2-2 game.
Gould, nice backhand pass. Touch pass by Carroll. Over for Roy. Back up top for Carroll. Huskies looking for a shot. Gould waits. Now he'll shoot. Rebound is there. Scores! Heenan on the rebound. Put it in, and the Huskies tie it up 2-2 on another power play goal.
Well, Tyler Hannon, when he gets his opportunities,